Remember back in the early 2000s? Everyone thought the internet was going to make us millionaires.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
the dot-com boom.
it turns out even shares in made-up companies can get you in trouble with the law.
You're talking about securities law.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that's what we're diving into today.
Okay,
SEC versus SG Limited.
SG Limited.
It set a precedent that's still important today with crypto and NFTs and all that. It all goes back to this website
Oh, really?
called Stock Generation.
Stock Generation.
Yeah.
Was that like one of those stock market simulator things?
Kind of like that, yeah.
Okay.
Users could buy and sell virtual shares
Uh-huh.
for fake companies.
Interesting.
They even had this privileged company that promised like a 10% return every month.
10% monthly.
Guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
Yeah.
Back then, that should have set off some alarm bells.
You'd think, right?
Yeah.
But over 800 people in the US invested.
Really?
They poured in $4.7 million.
Wow, 4.7 million.
Yeah.
So did anyone actually get rich off of these virtual shares?
Not quite.
What happened?
In 2000, SG Limited just shut the whole thing down.
Oh, wow.
Share prices tanked. Investors couldn't access their accounts.
What?
And then the SEC stepped in,
Oh, boy.
saying it was fraud.
Okay, so this wasn't just some harmless game.
No, definitely not.
The SEC thought it was a real investment scheme.
Right.
But how did the court even handle a case about fake shares in imaginary companies?
That's where it gets interesting.
Okay.
So at first, the district court dismissed the case,
Really?
said it was just a game. But then the First Circuit Court of Appeals,
Yeah.
they overturned that.
Oh, wow.
They used something called the Howey
The
test.
Howey test.
Yeah.
What's that?
It basically helps determine whether something is actually a security or not.
Okay, so like a legal test for investment.
Exactly.
I like
And
that.
it's still relevant today, even with crypto.
Interesting.
It's a framework they came up with way back in 1946,
Wow.
but it has these three main parts. First, you need an investment of money. Second, that investment has to be in a common enterprise.
Okay.
And third, there's got to be an expectation of profits
Right.
that come solely from the efforts of others.
So how did all of that apply to those virtual shares on Stock Generation?
Let's break it down.
Okay, I'm following along.
So first, investment of money.
Right.
People used real dollars to buy these virtual shares.
Yeah.
They wired the money to SG Limited's bank account in Latvia.
In Latvia,
Yeah.
that's a pretty clear investment.
Yeah, for sure.
What about that common enterprise part?
Well, basically, all the investors' money was billed together,
Okay.
and their profits or losses depended on how well this privileged company did.
Right.
So everyone's fate was linked.
They were all in the same boat hoping to get rich.
Exactly.
And that brings us to the third part, profits from someone else's efforts.
Exactly. And that's where the SEC said SG Limited was running the show.
Okay.
The investors weren't actually managing anything.
Right. They were just sitting.
Yeah, they were just relying on SG to make the money.
Which, again, 10% guaranteed monthly returns, that's a huge red flag.
For sure.
But even though it was disguised as a game, the court saw through it, right?
Exactly. It's not about what you call something. It's about how it actually works.
Substance over form.
Right. And the appeals court even said the whole scheme was designed to play upon greed.
Which is something we still see today,
Oh, yeah.
especially with some of these crypto and NFT projects.
Definitely history repeats itself.
It does.
But what's really interesting about this case
What's that?
is how it shows how these old legal concepts apply to the digital world.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And that brings us to another interesting part of this case.
Oh.
The solely from the efforts of others, part of the Howey test.
Okay, let's talk about that.
All right.
What's so special about that part?
Well, it turns out there are different interpretations of that part of the test.
Really?
Yeah, different courts see it differently.
Oh, that's got to be confusing.
It can be,
Yeah.
especially when you think about digital assets that operate across different states and countries.
Right. It's not just limited to one place.
Exactly. So in the First Circuit where this case took place, they're more flexible.
Okay.
They focus on whether the predominant efforts are coming from others,
I see.
but other courts might be stricter.
So the same investment could be considered a security in one state, but not in another.
That's the problem.
Wow. That's a headache for anyone trying to launch a new digital project.
You can say that again.
Yeah.
It's a real challenge to apply these old laws to this new digital world.
I bet. So what can people do to protect themselves in this wild west of digital assets? Should we all become experts on the Howey test?
Well, I can't give financial advice.
Of course.
But I think it's important to really understand what you're investing in.
Yeah.
Don't just get caught up in the hype and the promises.
Oh, let's be on that.
Exactly. Ask yourself who's really in control.
Okay.
And how are profits actually being made?
That's good advice.
And remember, if something sounds too good to be true,
it probably is.
Exactly like that 10% monthly return from SG Limited.
Big red flag.
Huge.
But let's say you do your research.
Yeah.
And you think something might actually be a security?
Uh-huh.
What does that mean?
Well, if something is a security,
yeah,
it's subject to a whole bunch of regulations.
Like what?
Registration requirements, disclosure rules, anti-fraud stuff, the whole nine yards.
So it's a lot more complicated.
Yeah, a lot more regulated.
So instead of just launching a website and selling tokens,
right,
suddenly you have to deal with all these rules.
Exactly.
That seems like a big hurdle for a lot of these crypto projects.
It definitely adds complexity and cost.
Yeah.
But these rules are there to protect investors.
That's true.
They make things more transparent and prevent fraud.
Right. And SEC versus SG Limit is a good example of that.
Absolutely. It shows that these concerns are just as important in the digital world.
For sure. I mean, look at all the headlines about scams and rug pulls in the crypto space.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
There are definitely some bad actors out there.
Uh-huh.
So it makes sense that the SEC is trying to keep an eye on things.
Right. Even in the digital world.
The SEC has been pretty vocal about this, right?
Oh, yeah. They're definitely focused on digital assets.
What have they been doing?
They've released tons of statements, guidance documents.
Uh-huh.
And they've even taken action against companies they think are breaking the law.
So they're not just sitting back and watching.
Not at all.
They're trying to adapt to this new world of digital assets.
Exactly.
Well, with all this talk about adapting and these inconsistencies and how the Howey test is applied,
yeah.
Do you think we need a new framework for the 21st century?
That's a good question.
I mean, the Howey test was developed in 1946.
Right, long before the internet.
Way before crypto.
A lot of people are asking that question.
What do they say?
Some people think the Howey test is outdated.
Mm-hmm.
They say it doesn't really fit with today's digital economy.
Like what kinds of things?
Things like DAOs and DeFi protocols.
What are those?
Decentralized autonomous organizations and decentralized finance.
Okay.
It's not always clear who's in charge or how profits work in those.
So it's different from a traditional company.
Yeah, it's more like a network of people.
Interesting.
So how do you apply a test made for traditional businesses to these new digital things?
Right. It's uncharted territory.
Pretty much.
But that's what makes it so interesting.
Definitely.
Always something new to learn.
Always.
Especially in this world of tech and finance.
Yeah.
But before we go too far down the rabbit hole.
Sure.
Let's take a step back.
Okay.
What's the big takeaway from all of this?
From SEC versus SG Limited.
Yeah. And what it means for digital assets today.
I think the main takeaway is that securities laws still apply.
Even in the digital world?
Especially in the digital world.
Okay.
Just because something is virtual or uses blockchain doesn't mean it's exempt from the law.
So the next time someone tries to sell me a virtual pet rock and says it's going to make me rich, I should probably ask some questions.
You should always be skeptical.
Good advice.
Especially when it comes to investments.
Doesn't matter if it's stocks or crypto.
Right.
Don't just blindly follow the hype.
Exactly. And SEC versus SG Limited is a good example of that.
It shows how those principles still apply today.
Even though the technology has changed so much.
So where do we go from here?
Good question.
What's the future of regulating digital assets?
Well, I don't have a crystal ball.
Okay.
But I think we'll keep debating how to apply these laws to this new technology.
That makes sense.
We'll probably see more guidance from the SEC.
Yeah.
Maybe even new laws from Congress.
Okay.
And the courts will keep interpreting these laws and setting precedents.
So it sounds like we'll be talking about this a lot more.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
As the digital asset world keeps changing.
It's constantly evolving.
It is. Any final thoughts for our listeners?
Yeah.
As they navigate this complex world?
Stay informed.
Yep.
Do your research. And remember that even if something looks like a game or uses fancy technology,
right,
it might still be subject to the same laws as traditional investments.
That's good advice.
Thanks.
And remember, folks, if you're ever not sure about whether something is a security, talk to a lawyer.
Absolutely. Don't rely on social media for legal advice.
Well, that brings us to the end of our deep dive into SEC versus SG Limited.
It's been a good one.
It has. We covered a lot of ground today.
We did.
But this is really just the beginning of the conversation.
It is when it comes to regulating digital assets.
Right.
It's a fascinating area of the law.
It is, and it's changing all the time.
And we'll keep following it closely.
So listeners, stay tuned for future episodes as we explore more cutting-edge legal issues.
We'll help you make sense of this complex world.
Until next time, keep learning, keep questioning, and keep diving deep.
See you next time. The key takeaway here, I think, is that the basic principles of securities law, they still apply even in the digital world. Just because something is virtual or uses blockchain technology doesn't automatically mean it's exempt from those regulations.
So like the next time someone tries to sell me a virtual pet rock, that's going to make me rich.
Right.
I should probably be a little skeptical.
Yeah. A healthy dose of skepticism is always a good idea when it comes to investments.
That's good advice.
Whether it's traditional stocks or the newest crypto craze.
Don't just blindly follow the hype.
Exactly.
In this case, SEC v. SG Limited, it really shows how those principles can play out in real life.
Yeah.
Even if the technology has gone a long way since then.
It shows how relevant the Howey test still is and how committed the SEC is to protecting investors.
No matter what form those investments take.
Exactly.
So where do we go from here? What's the future of regulating digital assets? Any predictions?
Well, I don't have a crystal ball. But I think we're going to keep having these debates
about
the best way to apply these laws to this new technology.
Makes sense.
We'll probably get more guidance from the SEC.
Okay.
Maybe even some new laws from Congress.
Uh-huh.
And of course, the courts will keep weighing in.
Right. Interpreting the laws and setting precedents.
Exactly.
It sounds like we'll be having a lot more deep dives on this topic.
I think so.
As the digital asset world keeps changing.
It's a rapidly evolving area of the law.
Sure. And we'll be keeping a close eye on it.
Absolutely.
So listeners, stay tuned for more episodes.
Yeah, we'll be exploring more cutting-edge legal issues.
And we'll help you make sense of this complex world.
We'll do our best.
Until next time, keep learning.
Keep questioning.
And keep diving deep.
I think the main point here is that those core securities laws, they still matter, even in the digital world.
Yeah, just because something is virtual or uses blockchain doesn't mean it gets a free pass.
Exactly. And this SEC VSG Limited case really highlights that.
It really does. It shows that even with all the advancements in technology, the basic principles still hold up.
Yeah. The Howey test is still relevant, and the SEC is serious about protecting investors.
No matter what crazy new investment comes along.
Exactly.
So where do we go from here? What's next for digital assets and regulation? What do you think?
Well, hard to say for sure, but
of course,
you think these debates about how to apply the laws to this new tech are going to continue.
Yeah, that makes sense.
We'll probably see more guidance from the SEC, maybe even some new laws from Congress.
Right, and the courts will keep doing their thing.
Exactly, interpreting the laws and setting precedents.
Sounds like this is just the beginning of a long conversation.
It definitely is. The digital asset world is constantly changing.
It is. So any final thoughts for our listeners before we wrap up?
Yeah, stay informed, do your research, and remember that even if something looks like a game, or uses fancy technology, it might still be subject to the same laws as any other investment.
Wise words, always a good idea to be cautious.
Absolutely.
And folks, if you're ever unsure about whether something is a security talk to a lawyer,
definitely don't just rely on what you see on social media.
Good advice. Well, that brings us to the end of our deep dive into SEC v. SG Limited.
It's been a fascinating case.
It has. We've covered a lot today. But as we've seen, this is just the tip of the iceberg.
It is when it comes to digital assets and the law.
It's a complex and rapidly changing landscape.
And we'll be here to help you navigate it.
So listeners, stay tuned for future episodes as we explore more cutting-edge legal issues and try to make sense of this crazy world we live in.
We'll see you next time.
Until then, keep learning, keep questioning, and keep diving deep.